What could be the possible reason for pain in my back, my hip, my knee and heel? Is it a disc related problem? If yes, then is it a disc annular tear or a disc herniation? The answer is, we need to understand that pain in the back and pain going down the leg can arise from certain specific causes and changes in the back. These changes, if the pain is in the back and then going down the leg, are very, very commonly related to the disc and its changes. The disc is a shock absorber between the two vertebrae of the back, lower back to be precise, and this undergo changes as the time passes with aging and with degeneration. These changes initially are in the form of annular tear. This annular tear locationally can be at the center of the back side of the disc, what we call as posterior annulus, or it can be at the corners of the back side of the disc, what is called as posterolateral annulus. If there is a tear only, then commonly there is a leakage of some chemicals from the disc, and this can give rise to pain in the back if the tear is in the middle. If the tear is on the sides, the pain can go down the leg. As these changes progress, we have found that there may be a fragmentation that is breaking down of the nucleus in the disc, and one of the fragments can come out of the tear, causing what is called as disc herniation. So, in addition to the chemical leaking and irritating the nerve, there is now a fragment of the nucleus which can put pressure on the nerve. So, there is a combination of swelling and pressure over the nerve which can cause pain going down the leg. This pain in general could be because of the swelling alone or swelling and a compression by the fragment. In case of swelling alone, it is diagnosed precisely by my sign styled as Gore's sign, and if it is because of compression, we use the test called a straight leg raising test to make out the compression of the nerve. So, the nerve may be irritated because of leakage of chemicals from the annular tear, and depending on the nerve which is irritated, the pain could be in the back. It may travel down up to the hip. It could be only at the hip. It can be at the knee, on the outside of the knee, or back of the knee on the outside, and it can also be in the heel or around the heel. So, this is a very basic distribution of the pain because of disc-related changes.